Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to MM Forgings Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by 360 ONE Capital Market Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dinesh Kumar from 360 ONE Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, ma'am. Welcome to MM Forgings Limited 1Q FY27 post-results conference call. From the management side, we have with us today Mr. Vidyasagar Krishnan, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Raghunathan, Chief Financial Officer. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Vidyasagar Krishnan for the opening remarks, to be followed by a question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all for joining us on MM Forgings' Q1 FY27 results call. Basically, we've seen considerable improvement in the markets as far as Q1 is concerned, and we see the same optimism going through the rest of calendar or fiscal 27 and going into calendar 27 as well, with strong momentum from both domestic as well as export markets, particularly the USA. We've seen growth in the US market, and also the CV market, the CV tractor, and passenger market in India are all running pretty hot. As a result, MM Forgings has posted a total sales of 427 crores as against 369 crores in the corresponding period in the previous year. Our EBITDA stands at 82% gross and 82 crores gross, sorry, and 75 crores net of other income at 18% net of other income as against 19% considering other income as well. Excluding other income, EBITDA stands at 18%. Revenue growth has been almost 16%. EBITDA has grown by the same 16%, and PBT has grown by 30%. All this is excluding the sale of assets. We have sold land in the Oragadam area of Chennai. We have sold and realized 60 crores as net profit, 58 crores net of taxes, 64 crores gross. That's the profit on sale of assets, not gross, profit on sale of the assets. All that has not been factored into these EBITDA numbers, naturally being one-time gains. Domestic sales stands at 63.5% and exports at 36.5%, as against 61% and 39% in the corresponding period last year. India accounts for 63.5%, US 18%, South America 4%, Europe 14%, and others about 1% of today's sales breakup. Commercial vehicle stands at 71%, passenger 14%, and agri and off-highway 14% of overall sales. Balance 1% is others. 67% is machined, 33% is directly forged. The heavy forgings constitute 42% of our sales, as against 43% in the previous year under reference. Sales per ton has gone up from 193,000 to 202,000, meaning 2.02 lakhs versus 1.93 lakhs in the previous quarter. So these are some of the brief numbers that we have prepared for you. We have this as a PPT that will be mailed out to all of you by the end of this meeting. So with these opening remarks, I would like to throw open the floor for questions and would be happy to answer whatever I can in the best possible time.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mumuksh from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please proceed with your question.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of results. Firstly, sir, we have seen a good growth coming back in Q1 quarter. Just if you can give a view for the full year, what kind of a growth we expect in the domestic and exports market, and particularly for the U.S. market. And also, I think very interesting this time you mentioned a very good mix of machining in the quarter. So what led to the notable jump in the machining mix?
Hello, sir. Are we there?
I muted the phone, so we can look. We did about 1600 crores last year. We can expect the same 18% growth for this year also. So we should be looking at turnover in the region of around 1800 to 1900 crores. Regards machining mix, a lot of money has been invested by the company in the last 3 years in machining, and that has led to a higher machining mix as a percentage of sales.
On the machining mix, should this current run rate of 67% continue for the rest of the year, sir?
Yeah, I think it should hover in the 65 to 68 range.
Got it. So, sir, also, I think this quarter, particularly gross margin, has seen a notable improvement sequentially on almost more than 350 bps. So, is it part of the reason being a better machining mix and exports mix, sir?
We've had overall realization go up, Mumuksh, this quarter. So, that would definitely result in a better gross margin.
Got it. And on the employee and other expenses, which had increased Q&Q, any reason for the increase and how do you see the run rate for those expenses?
The increase has been steep in Q1, largely because last quarter, the period in the reference, we had not given an increment, and that was done only in the subsequent quarter. So this quarter effectively, at this time we had given increment in first quarter itself. So right from 1st of April. So that is one reason why there is a significant increase in personal cost, relatively speaking. Plus we also added some numbers. But overall now numbers and increments increases have stabilized. So right through the year, these kind of numbers should hold.
Got it, sir. So lastly, just on the debt reduction plan with the land sale now, and how do you plan to further reduce the debt? And just can also update us on the interest run rate expected ahead with the change in the on the interest rate policy which we had done earlier.
We hold that last year, FY26 opening, the debt was around 750 crore net debt. term debt at least. So gross debt, sorry, that will remain at those levels. Sorry, gross debt stood at 750 crores. That will hold at those levels for this year also, approximately. So we would be repaying about 170 crores this year, and the same would be drawn back as further loans for future investments, for investments being made in this year. So gross debt will remain at the at approximately the same levels.
Got it. So broadly, capex would be also 170 odd crores, sir?
Yes, approximately 150 odd crores.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ramesh from SJ Investments. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So you mentioned that some tailwinds from the US side. Could you elaborate further on what exactly you mean by those tailwinds? And is it in the commercial vehicle sector only or other sectors also?
For us, it's the commercial vehicle sector. The CV market, particularly Class 8 trucks, and the US is moving quite strongly. So we see huge traction there.
Got it, sir. And overall, in terms of, let's say, capex, we've done a huge capex cycle already, and you're mentioning the capex cycle to further continue. Like, could you explain on why are we investing so much and are we increasing our capabilities? What exactly is happening in terms of our capex building?
Of course, we are increasing our capabilities across a wide spectrum of machined products. That is where
most of the capex
is into machining. Plus, we are also adding a few equipment into our forging repertoire, if I can use the word. We are adding the 16,500 ton press, which will go into production by end of this fiscal in Q4. And we also have a 4,000 ton press that has gone into production in the last couple of weeks. So these are the basic additions on the forging side, apart from a little bit of debottlenecking and replacement capex cycle coming in on the forging side.
Got it, sir. So right now, in terms of machining capacity, where are we at? And with like expectations, where do you want to end up in terms of capacity at least in machining?
Machining is a very mixed bag. I didn't get your name.
Ramesh, sir.
Ramesh.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Ramesh. I didn't get... machining is a mixed bag. It's very difficult to quantify the machining capacity outright in numbers or in, you know. What happens is that if you look at numbers alone, a small product with huge numbers in machining would overshadow a much bigger product with much less numbers. But the bigger product would be more value add and probably also more bottom line accretive. So it's tough to, you know, give a single number that will quantify the machining side. But one good thing at this point of time, from June, April onwards itself, we have, I should have made that in the opening remarks, April onwards itself, we should have run I'm happy to say that all the cells at MM Forgings, machining and forging are running to the fullest of capability. Note the word capability, not capacity. So April and May were down, were hampered by an availability of labor, which was prevalent right across the country. We were not new to it, alone to it. The rest of the country was also a part of the shortage of labor, and ours was no different in April and May. June was a lot different. We were able to bounce back with new hires, largely local and also a little bit of migrant, and ensure that we were up trumps in June. And going forward from July onwards, we see that our capability has gone up considerably. Now it's hardly for want of manpower. Few cells have technical issues hither and thither, not much, but a little bit, let us say the last 7 to 10% here and there. So we are now working on harnessing those and debottlenecking. I would say 10 to 20%, not just 7%. I would say it would go over between 15 to 20%. So there is a good growth potential further ahead, and we are pushing those numbers from July onwards.
Got it, sir. So in terms of automation, I understand that we're building capacities in machining and forging. So automation also, are we investing in, and how much have we invested so far in the last 4 years?
Automation has been largely in the last couple of 3 quarters only. So overall, I would estimate that our investment in automation is about 7.5 to 10 crores.
So going forward, do we expect a lot more going towards this instead of the rest of capacities?
Absolutely. This number should triple, if not reach about 50 crores by 40 to 50 crores by the end of this fiscal. At least it should be in the region of 30 crores.
Got it, sir. So you mentioned that 150 crores are investing this year. So when do you think we'll
sorry to interrupt, Ramesh, sir. May we request that you return to question queue for follow-up?
Yes, sure. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll answer this question and so that, you know, it will benefit everybody else. We would expect this to result in increase in turnover in about 2 years from now, 1 to 2 years from now.
Thank you, sir. The next question. The next question is from the line of Nipun from CD Research. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, hi, sir. So, are you facing any pressure from the government to boost our export?
Sorry?
Yeah. Are you facing any pressure from the government to boost your export?
No, nothing specific.
Okay. No, because there was a lot of
exporting, and our export ratio, export numbers have been reasonable right across time. Though in percentage terms, exports is up. That's because domestic has grown. You know that. You know all that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I had the right question only. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management seems to have disconnected. Please hold while we reconnect. Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management has been reconnected. The next question is from the line of Navin Vijay from NS Capital. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, sir. My first question is, where are you currently seeing momentum or new avenues for growth in the order book? We recently had a power backup company secure a large order from hyperscalers. Just wanted to know if we are positioned to supply crankshafts for such OEMs.
Naveen, yes, hyperscaler business is petering out into the domestic forging market. And there is a strong demand from such companies. You are right.
Thank you, sir. My second question is on the power and fuel cost still being elevated despite the addition of green power. Could you please quantify what has led to this?
There has been a huge increase in fuel costs in Q1 on account of the West Asian conflict. That has been, of course, over after Q1, it has reasonably stabilized. So that is the reason why power and fuel has gone up.
Got it.
Plus, rising EV power costs due to the policy of the Tamil Nadu government. But that has not come in Q1 of this year.
Got it.
To government in, annual increase in TNEB costs.
Got it, sir. Another small bookkeeping question on the depreciation. It's it has gone up 20% year-on-year. Just wanted to know which facilities or product lines are seeing bulk of these capital additions.
Largely forging and machining CapEx. Machining CapEx, I would say, mostly.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. We could see the machining share go up very nicely. My last question before I join.
That is the intent.
My last question before I join back in the queue is on Abhinav Raisel, sir. We had customers getting added on. Just wanted to get an update on how many customers that we are billing and the pipeline and an overview on that, sir.
Yes, sure. Abhinav Raisel is on the cusp of getting its first business. It has gotten its first business, and I'm thrilled to say that we are into initial phases of SOP, start of production. And we are producing parts between production and sample stage, I would say ramp-up stage, and that is real good news for us.
Thank you, sir. I'll join back with you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Manas Jain from Sanjay Jain Family Office. Please proceed with your question.
Hello, sir. Good set of numbers. Actually, we are shareholders of our company for last 30 years continuously. So it's been a very privilege to be a part of this company for last 30 years. So I had just two questions, sir. I remember seeing two, three conference calls back, and you also alluded to it, saying that the trailer tractor is reducing the front axle demand. So I just wanted to understand, is MM Forging looking at entering the trailer axle suspension assembly? I understand the process might be different and the customer segment is also different, but some of the forging companies have started doing this in order to negate that business loss. So I wanted to understand if we are considering in that direction.
Not at this moment, Manav.
Okay. Any particular reason, sir? Is it margin dilutive to our existing business? Is that one of the reasons?
One would be, yes, it's margin dilutive. And second, we have enough on our hands in terms of growth, managing debottlenecking, and ensuring that, there is further this thing of improvement on EBITDA and costs. So this quarter has been struggling to just keep supplies going. We have to now organize ourselves on cost reduction. There's lot to do in the current business.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Second question, sir. I think I saw...
Without getting stuck here, we have to ensure that we are moving along in this line of business first.
Okay. Fair enough.
We have now. So the traction is there very clearly. And we need to carry this to its logical conclusion across the spectrum of the business itself.
Okay. Second question, sir. I remember I seeing some interview of 2 months back on one of the media channels where you said, subject to any QIP, you might want to do a 400 crores growth capex. So I just wanted to understand. I know it's very far stretched, but I just wanted to understand, where are we targeting? Like existing products, existing business, or we are looking at non-auto industrial, or we are also evaluating non-ferrous products such as aluminum, titanium for aerospace. I'm just trying to understand where our existing machining and engineering capabilities can be leveraged. So where are we looking at for that 400 crores of growth capex?
First and primary, we would be looking at our own business.
Okay.
Mainly, we'll hot close die steel forgings.
Okay.
That's the primary zone. The second would be anything else in the metalworking space.
Okay. Hindi?
In the metalworking space, means metal machining. Machining,
okay.
Assembly, value-added parts.
Okay. But so non-auto would be, industrial may be one of the applications you might be looking at.
Definitely, 100%.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Suraj from Catamaran. Please proceed with your question.
Hello, sir. Thank you for this opportunity.
First question is, of the capex of 150 crores, what percentage or what amount would be replacement capex and what percentage would be new capex?
Sorry, Suraj, can you repeat?
Sir, of the 150 crore capex that we plan to do, what amount would be the replacement capex and what amount would be for new machineries and equipment? Growth capex.
Roughly about 30 to 50 crores will be, up to 50 crores will be replacement capex.
Got
replacement.
Got it. And then on the current gross block of roughly 2100 crores, what is the peak revenue that we can generate?
Close to that number.
Got it. And then one last question, what was our revenue from the US market in the base quarter, like last year same quarter?
One second, we'll give it to you. Percentage terms, 18% in this quarter versus 15, versus almost 16% in the previous reference quarter.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Shubhratra Sarkar from Mountain Infra Company Limited. Please proceed with your question.
Hello. Hey, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes. Sir, kindly can you share like what is the in terms of volume, like what is our share, what is our current this quarter, whatever we have done, and what is our expectation in terms of volume share last year, corresponding to last year, or what kind of volume we are doing? And sir, two clarifications. I understand that I also follow your company for a long time. So we are operating at a relatively much lower capacity utilization, but still, sir, we are continuously doing our capex. So in that case, sir, can you guide us like what can be the top level, like what can be the peak capex that we can do, or what is the next 1 or 2 years? In which direction we want to make the capex and why, basically. So despite having such a underutilized capacity as of now, and vis-a-vis how much does debt in that case we need to additionally take or reduce or whatever. 2 years roadmap if you can suggest.
Okay. Can I get your name, please?
My name is Shubhratra Sarkar from Mount Intra Finance. So we also follow your company for a very long time, and we have enough faith on you. So that's why it's asking for some long time.
Your first name Shubhratra, was it?
Shubhratra, yes, Shubhratra. Sarkar.
Sarkar. Okay.
Yes.
We see the capacity utilization is going up considerably, Subroto. So last year we did about 78,000 tons of sales, and this now we have done about 20,000 tons in Q1. We expect Q2 and beyond to be much better. Should hover at around 24,000 tons for each quarter, 23 to 25,000 tons minimum in Q2 and beyond. So we should, as discussed or as we have been guiding, we would expect to cross the 90,000 ton mark in this year. And next year challenge the 1,10,000 ton mark. So the momentum is on, and we see traction in moving our outputs to 1,00,000 tons plus. So we will currently from Q2 and onwards, we should be almost at a 1,00,000 ton per annum range. So capacity utilization is going up. I'm happy to say that. From 80,000 tons, this year we should be 90 plus with a run rate definitely of 1,00,000 tons per annum.
Oh, okay.
Maybe even end the year with much more than 1,00,000 tons. things hold, we should be able to push the run rate beyond 1 lakh tons. Our internal target continues to hit 27 and then 30,000 tons per quarter.
Okay, sir. Sir, a small clarification. Indexes, whatever revenue growth we are expecting, almost entirely from volume growth itself.
Correct. So, the consequence of that is the next part of your questions is where are we investing in? So, we are largely investing in the machining side and a little bit on deep, not a little bit, this year about 50 crores on debottlenecking, mostly on the forging side. So, and a little bit of that 40 crores will be forging, 10 crores will be debottlenecking on the machining side. So, this debottlenecking will result in greater utilization and more machined products going to customers. That's the plan.
Thank you. And so most of the CapEx for next 2-3 years will be from our internal accrual, sir, or we will take some addition debt?
No, we do not plan to increase debt beyond these levels. 750 to 800 crores is gross debt levels will stand at this point of time. If turnover increases rapidly, turnover. If turnover increases reasonably, and EBITDA along with it, at that point alone we could consider raising gross debt levels. Otherwise, I would like to see it capped around these levels, give or take 50 crore. Not give or take, give 50. At this point, hunger for capital, we may not be able to reduce the borrowings, but we want to maintain it, as we've announced for quite a few quarters.
Okay. The last clarification, whatever funds we will be receiving because of this land sale, what will be the utilization of that, sir?
Go again, Subrata.
Yes, sir, we have, this quarter, we have sold our land and we have realized some money, sir. So what we will do with this?
That will be used to reduce our working capital and our capex and our capital borrowings.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Nishant from Shridev Abrasives. Please proceed with your question.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, sir. I have a question about the current capacity utilization.
Yes.
And how do you plan to increase it, sir? Like, do you have any plans of capacity expansion in the near future?
I just answered that now, Nishant, when I answered Subrata. So, last year we did 78,000 tons approx of sale. This year, in Q1, 20,200 tons. And from Q2 onwards, we expect to strike somewhere between 23 and end the year at about 25 plus thousand tons.
Okay. And one more question, sir. Are you catering to any EV business, sir?
One second. It should mean a run rate of 1 lakh tons a year. And that should set the tone for FY27 to reach 1 lakh 10,000 tons. So...
And one more thing, sir. Are we catering to the EV business, sir? Two wheelers or three wheelers?
We are catering from EV sub, or you're talking from the parent company?
No, sir. From the parent company.
Fine. That's an easier question to answer. Yes, we are serving products to EV customers that go into electric vehicles across several platforms. But not two-wheeler, four-wheeler.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
one line of products goes export, another line is going domestic.
Thank you, sir. That helps.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Prajesh Maru from Money Curve Analytics. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and great set of numbers. One of my questions has already been answered. I have one more clarification. Sorry if this is a repetitive question. We are setting up our large base of 16,500 tons. And you have already said that in next, its revenue will creep in next 2 years. Do we have plan to move towards hyperscaler or any other segment like defense or anything which you are looking to explore the opportunity with this kind of capacity, sir?
We are definitely moving into businesses that support hyperscalers. No doubt, we see that right in front of us, and a lot of business is coming our way. But with regards to defense, it's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag because once we get into, you know, the business of defense, it won't stop with just serving the Indian market. We will start looking at capacity utilization. A line may not fill up entirely with the business from Indian defense. So immediately we look at, you know, what we can do outside of the country. And that's something which at a personal level I'm not so inclined to.
Thank you, sir. So the line for the current participant has dropped. Should we move to the next?
Yeah, of course. He'll join back if required.
Okay, sir. The next question is from the line of Ramesh from SJ Investments. Please proceed with your question. Mr. Ramesh, your line has been unmuted. Please proceed with your question. As there is no response, we'll move to the next question. The next question is from the line of Suraj Malu from Catamaran. Please proceed with your question.
Thank you very much. Sir, can you help us understand why did other expenses increase by 35% year on year?
Just give me a few minutes. I'll come back to you on that.
Sure, sir.
Okay. I don't have the my team is throwing it up. Hold on. Yeah, your other expenses will be a combination of a couple of things. One is fixed, other you know what is attributable to the regular other expenses coming in the P&L, and it will also have a component of it is export expenses relating to freight. Freight has risen sharply. I'm hearing some echo.
Yes, sir.
And other expenses, what we call as, you know, the traditional other expenses, the fixed overheads of running an organization, like starting from rent up to fax and paper and computer, IT, blah, blah, that runs at an increase of around 10%. From 8 crores, it has gone up to 9 crores.
Good.
The biggest jump in other expenses of around 4 crores, 4.2 crores is increase in the published results. Of that, export expenses itself accounts for 4 crores.
Got it. Understood.
That is largely due to going around the Straits of Hormuz for obvious reasons.
Understood, sir. Sir, can you help us understand why is the revenue from Europe declining for us? Because US has grown, domestic business has grown.
Europe
Europe has grown, degrown volume wise, huh? Surprise for me. I don't think so.
Because if you look at the last four quarters, like in Q2 FY26, we were 82 crores from Europe, which became 89, then dropped to 68, and now 59.
Basically, Europe is a stable market and goes reasonably up and down in tune with demand. Nothing noteworthy from Europe in terms of, you know, no business has been lost. That much I can say very clearly. It's just customer demand that's going up or down.
I see. Because in general we hear that European forging shops are shutting down. So that should be a large opportunity for us, right? And it should reflect in the growth.
Yes, overall the trend continues.
Okay. Then in terms of machining, what would what percentage of our gross block would be the CNC machines?
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management seems to have dropped. Please hold while we reconnect them. Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management has been reconnected. Thank you and over to you, sir. Suraj sir, your question is answered.
No, my question was how many CNC machines do we have and how much does that amount to of the 2100 crore gross block?
Ooh, a tough question, Suraj. I don't have that number across the board. It'll run into hundreds, that I can tell you. I'll note it down. We'll note it down and we'll come back to you on this.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
But I can tell you what it constitutes. One sec. I can tell you what our investment machine shop constitutes out of the 2100. If you'll give me a minute, if you'll give me the thing, I can locate that sheet for you. That is possible.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
One second, hold on. I'll get back to that answer. We have the data, just fishing it out.
Sure, sir. Two quarters ago, you had mentioned about reaching 3,000 crores in revenue by FY30. Do we still look to that number?
Yes.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Gautam Kishan B. Mehra from 361. Please proceed with your question.
Thank you for the opportunity. Good afternoon, sir. Trust you're well. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. Sir, as we move...
How are you?
Very well, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Sir, as we move, you know, from 20,000 ton per quarter to 25 and eventually to 27,000, 30,000, where do you think or believe your maximum growth could come from? Is it the Indian markets or the European markets or the American markets or a combination of all?
Combination of all. First answer will be combination of all. India today being 63% of our sales naturally will carry a lot of the tailwind. We are also getting a lot of order wins on the export side. So that also augurs well. And overall, I would say numbers should go across the globe. See, the point is, Gautam, many customers are also setting shop in India. So, global customers. So, some amount of global business is becoming Indian business.
Right, sir. So, and just a small follow-up. Sir, of, you know, the last, say, 3-4 cycles, do you think the combination of all three regions of yours, this is the highest growth you could see? The current cycle?
Please repeat, Gautam.
So, you know, we've had multiple cycles over the last 20 years. The current combination of, you know, business being great from India, Europe and America, do you feel the current scenario is the best in the last 3 or 4 cycles that we've seen?
I think so.
Perfect.
We haven't seen
Thank
this
you.
Level of what shall I say, strength in demand across all customers. At some point of time, some customer, some reason or the other, has been moribund. But this time around, as I told a few minutes back, every cell, every machining line is running to the fullest of its capability. We have tons to go in terms of productivity improvement, at least from my vision. So we are working, and my team is working really hard on that. We have a lot to do on the productivity side, even at these levels. So that's the headroom that we have. But having said that, today every line is virtually running at its reasonable fullest. But that can be pushed by another 1% easily.
Understood, sir. This is
some cases it takes a lot of work, but that work is anyway it's a must. It's unavoidable, and it must be done to improve the overall asset utilization of the organization. And wherever during such quests we find that we have to debottleneck or replace, we are also considering that.
Great, sir. Thank you, and we look forward to fantastic numbers in F27 and F28. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Prajesh Maru from MoneyCurve Analytics. Please proceed with your question.
Thank you for this opportunity again, sir. In last 2-3 calls, you had consistently said that we have taken some cost-saving measures in terms of saving the power and fuel cost, in terms of interest cost, as well as labor cost by putting robotics. And if I am right, in one of the institutional calls, you had said that you are also incrementally trying to use AI to become more efficient on the ancillary functions of the company. So given all these things, sir, and with the volume going up, do you see any headroom for EBITDA margin to expand from current 18% level, sir? And if yes, then what kind of margin we can see, sir? Thank you.
Thank you. Can I get your name, please, again?
My name is Prajesh Maru, sir.
Oh, Prajesh, you were there a few...
Yes, sir.
...rounds earlier, or just before Gautam, actually.
Yes.
Yes, Brajesh, there is a scope for EBITDA improvement. I would be this thing naive to say that there is no scope or that we have reached peak EBITDA. There is a scope, and we have to work on it to get to I would say hold previous this thing, our target would remain a 20 plus goal. We have to squeeze out 2-3% from the system.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
1% is I have the clear visibility for 1-2%, but I would say 2-3% should be our goal, and that's a challenge for the team.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of CA Garvik Goyal from Sirini Alpha Analytics LLP. Please proceed with your question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Sir, my question on working capital side, like in last 2 years, we see the working capital around 30% of the revenue. And in FY24, this is about 23%. So, in given standalone revenue, any operational contract around 409 crores. So, have we able to convert this cash in trade receivable and other in quarter one, FY24-27? And is there any working capital intensity still there, or we can come with 23% as the past performance?
Very good question, Garvit. We are working on this increase in working capital, and it is our endeavor to bring it down. That's good. No doubt about
okay,
it.
Okay.
By cutting down on inventory. And to answer a previous, I don't know, you asked this question about AI?
No, sir. My question on working capital.
Nadesh Maru asked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait, one sec. Using the two together, we are using now AI tools to identify where the inventory is getting stuck. And last, believe me, in the last 7 to 10 days, it's become a revelation on stuck inventory. So many teams are now, a rapid action force has been formed to dissolve this inventory, if I can use the word, literally push it out from us, and which customers want, and second is to get down our money that is stuck in goods. So point well taken. That is one of our goals for the months to come. And in answering this, I also would say that Rajesh's question on AI tools, that we are using those started using to crunch the data and see the insights are amazing, really amazing. Because it's able to map down and say this is the data, these are the parts, these are the particular part numbers which are required and in stock, and we need to push these. So it's giving a lot of insights to the management team. I hope in the next few weeks we should see, not I hope, I expect over the next few weeks this to start yield results. And what we want to do as a result of this is to convert our WIP to the barest minimum, say a week time, and move everything else as finished goods. Overall, there would be a reduction in inventory numbers, but not, you know, to insanely low levels. But at some point, I would focus on getting that inventory to a bare minimum in WIP terms, means work in process terms, and push the numbers on, convert all that into what we call as RFD, or ready for dispatch.
Okay, okay, sir. Good to hear, sir. And that's all my question.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Priyankar Sarkar from Square 64 Capital Advisors LLP. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, just one basic question. Is there any update on the enabling QIP resolution that the board had passed a few months back?
Yes, I answered it a few rounds back. The QIP is largely centered around a sharp opportunity that we might see in market. So we are certainly, it's on the cards and we are mulling it. At an appropriate time, we would definitely consider it.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Nitya from KK. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, hi. Hi, my question has been answered already. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, sir. The next question.
Yeah, please go on. Before you could identify the next caller, please. One of the data that was required was, what is our CapEx in the machining side? And what are we, where have we put the money in? So, overall we have invested about 1,100 crores in the machining side, of which in the last 5 years we have put in 625 crores and last 10 years the number is about 1,000 crores. So 100 crores prior to 10 years has now become 1,000 crores in the last 10 years, and that of that 1,000,
625 crores has been invested in the last 5 years. I hope I'm clear. Just repeating the numbers, about 1,100 crores overall on the machining side, of which 100 crores dates back beyond 10 years. 1,000 crores is for the last 10 years. I'm giving approximate numbers, okay? All rounded off last 10, 5, 10, 20 crores. So 1,000 crores for the last 10 years. And of this 1,000 crores, 625 crores in the last 5 years.
So should we take next question? The next question is from the line of Ramesh from SJ Investments. Please proceed with your question.
Thanks, sir. Thank you for the follow-up. So, as you already alluded to, fact that you spent around 900 crores over the last 10 years, right, sir? So, just trying to understand, how did the capacity develop? Or 10 years ago, how much was the capacity? This is what is it today, in machining today?
Machining capacity is extremely difficult to pin down in terms of numbers or in terms of tons, because I can tell you there's one part that is very heavy and requires relatively less machining. Another family of parts very popular today accounts for about a good portion of our sales, which is heavy and requires extensive machining. Then there are light parts that require less. We'll try to quantify this over a period of time. Give us a couple of months. I'll note it down from the first question that Mumuksh himself has asked. So right from there, this question is persisting. We have a number tracker, but that number tracker is of no use to you guys. So we need to quantify machining capacity. We'll work on it and come back to you with a method of quantifying our own machining capacity. I'm sorry that, we are answering such an important question with such a vague manner, but that's the way things stand. We'll apply our mind and try to bring some method to that madness, if ever we can.
Understood, sir. Got it, sir. Yeah. That will be helpful. So just, and one more thing, sir. Coming to the American opportunity, right now our contribution is around 10% or 15%, right? Where do you think this contribution from US is going to expand to in the next years, because you are very bullish about it, right?
It is around 16% now, if I'm not mistaken. And US should increase by around, should hold these levels, 18% now. It should maybe increase by a percent or two. Because the rest of the world is also growing. This time around, it's not just one zone that is growing in regards to the others. Every zone is reasonably growing, barring a little bit of a blip from Europe. So,
got it, sir. So just understanding, just one more thing, sir. Trying to understand the market. So most of our exports go to Europe, right? Just trying to understand, are forge products more used in Europe than US? Is that the fact, or is it just fact that we have a longer relationship with the European customers than US customers? Could you explain, trying to get the
nuance? Forge parts are used in any economy. In any economy, forge parts are used. Now, because without forgings, you don't have motion as we know it today. As engineering stands today, forgings are at the center of where motion is, where transportation is. So we know how both are so critical to any economy, right? But what happens is that where these get consumed is the original equipment manufacturers or the tier ones. Now, where are they located? And therefore, where does it get, it gets sent to those geographies. Now, obviously, it will be unwise to say that, the rest of Asia is, it will be downright foolishness to say rest of Asia is not at all into the transportation or the forgings market. The rest of Asia is huge. Japan, China, Korea, but these are all traditionally closed markets as India is. So that is the reason why everybody looks at forgings, castings and all into Europe and Americas. This kind of metalworking is popular and strong in the Asian economies and not and is declining in the other economies.
Got it, sir. So basically, US and Europe is where these capacities are reducing and we are, our opportunity also lies there. So I was just trying to understand a little bit.
And also South America. It also adds South America to that list. Though not
South America, also the capacities are declining.
For not a tough question to answer that. Now Brazil is fighting back. There are a lot of indigenous forgers now coming up in Brazil. A lot are coming up in, so it's quick to write off and say, you know, South America is a declining market. South America is another market where there is scope. That much I can very clearly say.
Understood, sir. That's right. So I was just trying to understand the roots of why European customers have much bigger contribution in terms of our revenues. I'm just trying to understand what exactly, why are, because usually it is other way around, US is higher proportion compared to Europe.
They are high cost economies. High labor cost economies. So labor and cost pressures ensure that such businesses go out of those geographies.
Got it, sir. But for us, how did, was it?
Any of the duty posed by the US government in recent times, the none of the forging buyers in the US have balked as a result of that. Fortunately for MM Forgings, huge fortune that none of our contracts, we bear the customs duty. So that would have been hell otherwise. So since even though there is huge amount of duty imposed, customers are still buying, means that they are not able to. One, setting up these capacities is difficult. Setting up a forging capacity, getting hold of people to operate forging presses, and processing the parts, it's not easy, it's damn difficult. Even in India, forgings will be a sector that will be difficult to man in the next few years. Man or woman, I can use the word. Currently, we do have a significant portion of women coming into our workforce. So, ultimately, the point of the matter is that these economies will find it difficult to, and also those skills get lost. Over a generation, if for 20 years you haven't forged, then getting back is difficult. But you can also jump the skill game. For quick, the thing in glances, India jumping the 3G, the GSM bandwagon. We didn't go through the CDMA route and struggle on the mobile phone side, connectivity side. We straight away jumped into GSM and we left forward by about 20 years. So, like that, in the forging side, it is possible to somehow gain, but that will have to come in very restricted circumstances, where there is huge level of automation, and you have to pour in capital, which means that you need to have customers who are backing you to the hilt. So, all these are, you know, strategic seismic shifts in the costing landscape, which will take... It will be very difficult to unravel.
Understood, sir. So just one last question. Just trying to understand. So you mentioned that because of declining capacity, we are getting orders. So probably our main competition is China. So where do you think they're getting most of orders? Is it because of declining capacity or China resources?
We are getting new orders also because customers there are growing their business. And they want to source from BCC or LCC, best cost countries or low cost countries, for those respective parts. So it's wrong to say, you know, that those markets are in pure decline alone. For all that, you know, the US market may be growing also in forgings. For all that, you know, I have no clue. But many orders are coming our way across the global landscape because customers want to buy from India. See, ultimately, the enthusiasm at an entrepreneur or at an organization level to service a business at 18% EBITDA will be a lot higher than servicing a same business at 5% EBITDA.
Yes, sir, fair enough.
Right. So that enthusiasm makes for customer satisfaction.
Got it, sir.
This is my perspective over the last 15-20 years.
That will be very difficult.
Okay. How much more expensive would it be compared
sorry
to China?
Sorry to interrupt, Ramesh sir. We'll take this as a last question from you
yes,
due
sure.
to time constraints, sir.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Ramesh,
ladies
send your question first by voice mail or something and we'll try to answer it for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today for, due to time constraint. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating with your time and as usual with your interesting questions which have given us a bit more of insight into our own business and hopefully we'll see more of this as we go on. And I expect that MM Forgings would do strong in the quarters to come with about targeting 25,000 tons of sales at a bare minimum in the coming 2 to 3 quarters. Reach that and then look beyond to touch 27,000 and then 30,000 tons every quarter. Thereby quickly galloping to a capacity utilization of around 120,000 tons. Backed up by strong machining exposure. As we see, most of the orders that we are getting now are all machined and very few are as forged. So that in turn means that capital requirements are more. So as we move forward, we see challenges on the cost side and we also need to do some trimming internally in terms of both costs as well as working capital and inventory, which all came up over the last few months internally as well as in this meeting. So thank you all for your wonderful participation and looking forward to posting better numbers in the and much more growth in the quarters to come with the hard work of the team and of course God's grace. Thank you all. Jai Hind.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of 361 Capital Market Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.